AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Norfolk Southern is apologizing and pledging millions of dollars to help East Palestine, Ohio recover from last month's fiery train derailment.
You have my personal commitment.
CEO Alan Shaw testifying at a Senate hearing.
Norfolk Southern will clean the site safely, thoroughly, and with urgency.
But he stopped short of fully endorsing a Senate bill that would toughen rail safety regulations. In other news, Ed Donahue has the latest on the deadly kidnapping of four Americans in Mexico last week.
In a letter obtained by the AP, the Scorpions faction of the Gulf Cartel apologized to the people of Matamoros, where the Americans were kidnapped, the Mexican woman who died in the cartel shootout, and the four Americans and their families. The letter says those who were directly involved went against the cartel rules that include respecting the life and well-being of the innocent and were turned over to police. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's been an apparent mass shooting in Germany. Police in Hamburg say several people were killed and several wounded when someone opened fire in a building used by Jehovah's Witnesses. The suspected shooter is believed to be among the dead. The first in a new series of atmospheric rivers has pushed into California. Forecasters warn widespread heavy rain will raise the threat of flooding. Meanwhile, Norman Hall on another weather phenomenon.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and other climate scientists say La Nina has ended after three nasty years of increasing Atlantic hurricane activity and worsening western drought. La Nina is a natural and temporary cooling of parts of the Pacific Ocean that changes weather worldwide. According to NOAA, over the last 3 years, the U.S. has been hit by 14 hurricanes and tropical storms that caused $1 billion or more in damage. Experts say if the globe jumps instead to El Nino, it means more rain for the Midwestern Corn Belt and grains in general, and could be beneficial in other parts of the world, including drought-stricken Northeast Africa. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. More young people are skipping college these days.
Grayson Hart in Jackson, Tennessee, always saw a college degree in his future, but the pandemic changed his mind.
Right when I was getting ready to gear up towards walking across the stage and graduating, grabbing my diploma, I was like, yeah, this isn't it for me.
A year after high school, Hart is directing a youth theater program. Vicki Bunch with the Greater Jackson Chamber of Commerce says paychecks speak louder than a diploma.
As the economy is booming and there are jobs available, the students do tend to go into the workplace, especially post-pandemic.
Mia Woodard had hoped to be the first in her family to get a college degree.
I want to be a gourmet cook, right? And I want to have nice family in this nicely sized house.
Fewer college graduates could worsen labor shortages in fields from healthcare to information technology. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.